It is time for What's for Breakfast, where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning, we are in Baxter with our friend Ron Plinsky. Morning, Ron.
Good morning, Northern Community Radio.
You have a good radio voice.
Well, thank you. It's early in the morning, so it's probably a little deeper than normal.
So, have you had your breakfast?
Not yet. I was busy out snowblowing the driveway, making a clear path so my adventure princess could jump out into the world in her Subaru and do whatever she does. But I should be having it here in a little bit. And I'm going to make sure, in honor of Julie Crabb, even though I'm on a low carb, I'm going to have some toast today in honor of Julie Crabb.
Nice.
It's National Toast Day.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So, any coffee?
Oh, yeah. Always 2 cups. Never any more than that, but 2 cups of coffee, always topped with whipped cream. Kind of a special thing on Fridays.
Oh, John is now bonded to you.
Now I like you. You're all right. Wait a minute now. Only Fridays? You don't do it every day?
Well, once in a while I'll splurge, but Fridays are special for so many reasons. And it always helps to start the day with you guys on the radio and whipped cream on the coffee. And what else do you need?
So mm-hmm. The whipped cream is only on Fridays, not coffee only on Fridays. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. Correct.
All right,
correct.
Good. So I like you too now.
So
only Friday.
So listen now, when you're driving around after snow, you see people in their snowblowers, and if there's any amount of wind, they just look like abominable snowmen when they're done. Do you have that technique down so you don't... You're not just smothered in snow when you're done, or
well, yeah, you know, you got to play the wind, and it was pretty calm today, so it didn't matter. You could kind of blow any direction and not have to wear it in your face. But I've had that happen, and we always try and put the snow on one side of the driveway, and it's usually the west side, which means it's going to come back in my face. But you know, it's the joy. It's the joy of the process. You got to embrace it. It's where we live, so it's all part of the experience.
So you got to play the wind.
You got to play the wind for sure. I mean, the other day I saw some guy. Who was
John
just,
knows that from golf. Yeah. You got to play the wind.
So I would think then if you're going to invest in a snowblower, you better go pretty good. Because if you go a cheap one or a light, you know, one, you're just carving through. I think if you're going to make an investment in a snowblower, you got to spend some money. Correct?
Well, yeah, we have a pretty short driveway, and not a lot of storage room in the garage. So I've got a medium-sized machine. It's not self-propelled, and for the most part, up to 3-4 inches, it does a good job. So it was challenged today, but you just have to make a couple more passes. But yeah, anybody with most of my neighbors have longer driveways, and they all got the big orange machines. And I'm a little snowblower envious on a day like today when they're throwing it 30, 40 feet.
Snowblower envy.
You know, I can barely get it in front of me. So,
Ron, do you ever think about when you're waking up in the morning thinking, I should have my breakfast first and then I'll work it off by snowblowing? So now you're snowblowing then eating. So I'm just kind of wondering if that factors in ever.
No, I've always been a coffee first, a breakfast maybe an hour or so later, you know, 8, 9 o'clock. And I'm very fortunate because my adventure princess makes breakfast for me most every day. I work from home, so I do need to be in my office. So she brings me breakfast most every day, and I'm very fortunate for that. But usually 8, 9 o'clock.
Would you define adventure princess for us?
Well, she's one of the big reasons we're here in northern Minnesota. I met Leanne in a bike club many years ago, and she's always up for an adventure, whether it's on a bike, on a kayak, on a snowshoe, on skis. So she's my motivation to be adventurous.
Okay, has she ever been adventurous enough to grab the reins of that snowblower?
No, we try to have a few. There's a few defined roles we try to have. And this is my 80-20 work rule. She seems to do 80% of the work, and I do 20. So
perfect.
My 20% includes snow blowing, mowing the grass, which she's been known to do, and you know, and taking care of the cars in the garage. And she seems to do everything else. But that I'm fine with that. You know, for the few times it snows, I enjoy it.
We're talking to Ron Plinsky from Baxter. He's a member of Northern Community Radio. We are going to talk at about 8:40 today. We'll talk more about the event last Sunday in Brainerd at Roundhouse Brewery. For John and I, it was almost overwhelming. It was so amazing.
Oh, it was a great time. It was great to see so many local familiar faces, meet some new people, and once again, we're amazed by the talent of the Northland, whether it's music or artists. When we moved here 4 years ago from the cities, one of the things we thought we would be giving up would be some of the cultural activities in the cities. And we're just blown away by the artists and the musicians of the Northland. And I think in Northland Community Radio is such a strong part of bringing all of that together. We're just pleased to be able to partake in the activities that you guys do and all the local great music venues like Grassroots Concerts tonight, and to see the kids in that jazz band, that's something we haven't witnessed. But we will look them up in the future. We'll definitely want to partake in them because it warms our heart to see kids with such talent, and to see that it's a different kind of music from what we normally listen to, but it's very enjoyable. I think it's Land's favorite big band.
Yeah, it was. It was truly an amazing night. I know we were thinking that. I was thinking that maybe there'd be like 20 people there. Wrong. It was like 200 plus, and they came and they went. And seeing the pride on the faces of the kids from the Brainerd Jazz Band to the Lone, whatever it was, the Radio Tower Blues song. I don't know if you were there in time to hear that.
No, I think we got in right after that.
That was good, and I think we'll be hearing that again sometime.
Yeah,
and the support from the community, the businesses that volunteered the food, from Roundhouse Brewery to Sage on Laurel, and I'm sorry if I don't know all the businesses that provided wonderful food for the event. Kudos to them, and thanks for their support.
I'm pretty excited. I won the belly dancing.
Yeah. Did you know that,
gift
Ron?
Certificate. So I'm going to come down and take a belly dancing class with Meg, so that's pretty
awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Maybe you could do a pre-show at this summer's concert.
I think that's what I'm encouraging.
No. I'm just going to get that out there. I'm a radio person, so no. So the Grassroots is tonight, you said, in Nisswa. Those are at the Live Well
that's Church right. in Nisswa.
Which is a cool setting, John. It's all these couches, and it's so comfortable. It's just, it's like walking into your friend's house, your friend who has the biggest living room you've ever seen, and you all get to hang out.
Yeah, great acoustics, great volunteers who put it on. And I think, I may have the name wrong, but I think that tonight's artist is Michael Shanes from, I think he may be from Little Falls or St. Cloud area, but somebody I've been listening to, and I'm really excited to see in person.
Yeah, and you can find information on the whole lineup for the Grassroots Concerts at grassrootsconcerts.org. They've got great things coming up besides Michael Shines tonight, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy, Annie Humphrey coming up, Ann Reed, Mark Olson from the Jayhawks. So cool things coming up in the lineup. So, you know, I was telling you and Leanne, that we use you guys as an example. You were new to the community and you found KXE, and I swear it was within a month of moving to Baxter that we heard from you.
it was just a treasure. Again, you know, part of my initial thought process was that things were going to give up, and we enjoy public radio in the cities, and we thought, well, okay, we're going to have to give that up, but it'll be worth it. It'll be beautiful. And within a day or two of being here and just scrolling down the dial, boom, there's Northern Community Radio. And it's 10 times better than we even experienced in the cities because of the joy and the appreciation for nature, which we have, and which most all the listeners seem to have, from Tuesday mornings on, and just everybody's real attachment to what's going on in the outdoors. Mm-hmm. Just another big part of the radio.
And I might add, not only did they find us right away, they became members right away. They understood that, you know, it's people little by little that build this budget to make this great radio station happen. So we can't thank you guys enough.
Well, thank you. We believe in supporting what we love, and we're very grateful. I try to be grateful every day, and it's a very easy thing to achieve when one of the first things I do is turn on the radio, and I'm grateful for Northern Community Radio. So thank you and everyone there.
Wow. So, Ron, for being on What's for Breakfast, you do get a parting gift. John, take it away.
Wow.
Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Ron, Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your house in a cream-colored linen bag.
Well, I'm gonna break my low-carb thing again. Go for the pancakes.
You got it. Pancakes are in the mail, buddy. Thanks for being a member. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for all you do.